Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Scott Allison here. I'm going to talk about the open house. Jeremy, what do you think about these? I got my readers on, folks.
Yeah, those are pretty nice.
Camo. So if I had to wear
camo,
readers.
I see.
If I thought I'm going to have to start wearing readers doing this all the time, I'm going to have camo. At least look good.
I like how they come apart there. Those are pretty fancy looking.
I'll tell you. Some open houses. 1212 Paseta Vaca, $279,000. Sabrina's going to be here. Folks, this is overlooking Sulphur Draw. I still remember as a kid, they look like little lobsters. I don't know what they are, but you just catch it with string and bacon. So your kids can have fun back there. Hardwood floors. This is a great house. It's one of the houses you can move into. I see somebody buying this house and fixing it up and then having a palace on Paseta Vaca. That's that cool. 2619. We just listed this one. $297,500 right across from my old house, which is a wonderful location, which is right across from the President ASU's house, which is a beautiful home. Mm-hmm. It's a four-bedroom, three-bath. It's been updated. One thing I would love, Jeremy, you'd love this. It's got a basement, a full basement. It's got a pool table down there.
There's basements in San Angelo?
Yes.
I have never heard of a house that had a basement.
Well, this one has a full one.
I understood. Is that a Texas thing?
Well, it's just rock around here. So see, like,
or is it a West Texas thing?
It's really a West Texas. Like in Lubbock, you have a lot of basements because it's easy to dig.
Okay.
Here, it's very, very expensive to put basements in because of the soil, the rock, and the stuff. That's why you don't see more of them. And we don't have the tornadoes and stuff like that.
Right.
But you have it in this house. I'd make this a sound room, game room. It would be the ultimate man cave right here. I could just tell you right here.
Of course you would. I would too.
It'd be great. The $297,500. Center's going to be there. Go look at this one. Elk Run. Elk subdivision out there is booming. It's off 2288 for $199,900. Cynthia Medell's going to be there. It's in Buffalo Heights. Three bedroom, two bath. Of course, all these houses, the granite, the countertops. We looked at four or five houses on home tour. They're some of the nicest houses we've had in a while. I'm telling you, folks, if you're ready, we've got some houses for you. This is another one. 1717 Reese Road. It's priced at $255,900 in Wall School District. People are real fond of Wall School District. Mm-hmm. It's 2 years old, so it's almost like brand new. Four bedroom, which is very, very popular. Two bath brick home. It has the granite countertops, the new appliances, the wow factor. And Brad Hogue is going to be there. And Brad's doing a great job for us. You know, and if you just want to find out some information, what's going on around the world, or around San Angelo for sure, you can call the office at 949-5575. You can ask for Tommy Weatherby. She can help you. She'll be there from 2 to 4 also. So you can go by the open houses. You can call the office. Don't forget, you can always go to sallison.com. You can listen to any of our past radio shows. And I've got to say, and Jeremy, I want to thank you for this. We've had some darn good radio shows.
Well, you find the guest. I just sit here and just listen.
Oh, we've had some good, haven't we?
Yes.
They've been fortunate. Yeah. And actually, I think because of the amount of listeners we have right now and what's been going on, I've actually got a lot of the good guests calling me saying, hey, I'd like to be on your show, which is pretty cool. And, you know, we've had the mayor who talked about the water, which, you know, I'm using that every day because that's such a huge deal for San Angelo and what we need, you know. We had an ex-chief of police that talked about the history of San Angelo. I thought that was just awesome. So I'm telling you, there's some shows on here from several good insurance people talking about the insurance. Pam, the stuff she said on the different things. But I'm going to tell you one you'd think, well, Scott, what's one you've used the most? And what's our home warranties? But one I've used, Tom's Appliance.
Yeah, that was very informative.
He saved my dishwasher.
Did you change it up after that?
No, I changed what he said. What we did is we went and bought the little packets that are pre-sale, not the liquid, and the lemon stuff he said. And Claire detailed the dishwasher before, made it was all good. Our dishes come out now, same dishwasher, just different soap, same water, no RO, we didn't change any water deal, just what he said. And it's night and day. I mean, our dishes sparkle. I mean, consistently, like the glass of the Scott Allison Real Estate one, the clear one, you come and you can look through it, it's crystal clear. So wow. I'm telling you, folks, there's some good stuff here.
You've become kind of like the Brian Gumbel of reality, real estate shows.
Hey, well, that's a good thing, though. Hey, especially when you're the only one doing it. So, the competition's not hard. But, I mean, we've had some good people and some good things. So, and what we've tried real hard to do is make sure we keep good information.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm kind of reiterating, if I can get that out right, is go to sallison.com. Whether you're concerned about the hell insurance, whether you're concerned about your, if I can get this out here, folks, we were talking about like the policies. We had several warranty companies on here. I am a big believer in a warranty. I can tell you that. And I've heard the only negative is they'll say, well, you know, they have the discount rates, but when they get people, you know, maybe slower getting out. You know, I'd rather have somebody a little bit slower getting out and it cost me nothing than it cost me a lot. So, you know, a little bit's better than nothing, I guess.
And, of course, this is the time of year where a lot of people have questions concerning taxes.
Absolutely. In fact, I've got it lined up, which I'm glad you just said that. We have a lady from the tax office that will be set up in the next couple of weeks coming in to talk about just that. In fact, I went out there and paid my taxes. Of course, I did like a lot of people.
You've already paid your taxes?
Well, if you didn't pay them by the end of January, you're going to have a huge – no, you're talking about income tax. I'm talking about property taxes.
Right.
And there was a long, long line, you know, because there was a huge penalty. But just talking a little bit, do you know how what they do on the property taxes?
No.
It's a big deal, especially if you got a couple rent houses or something. Is as long as you pay them before January, the end of January, before February 1st, there's no penalty, there's nothing. You know, you just owe the taxes you owe, which, folks, if you've got your tax bills, that's not cheap. I mean, our taxes are, you know, our values have gone up, so just our taxes go up. Mm-hmm. But the penalty right off the bat is 7% February 1st. So I hope all y'all paid your taxes. If not, I'm going to tell you, whatever you do, no matter what, if you got a big bar, talk to Uncle Sam, whatever, who Uncle Bob, whoever you got to talk to, when summer gets here, the tax penalty is phenomenal. You know, I guess it's right there in June, July, and we'll talk about that. So whatever you do, don't avoid that tax bill right there. Get it done, and you know, because it's a very, very painful situation.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like I've been this. Yeah, I got real close to it a couple times. It was not fun. So be careful and watch that. A little more things. Rent properties. And I do still think there's going to be more rent properties come on the market.
Yeah. Well, that was the one thing you said that would fluctuate now with the oil field.
And it hadn't fluctuated as quick as we thought. You know, everybody said, oh, my God, oh, my God. You know, it hadn't been, oh, my God, that fast. It's there may be some people moving, but they hadn't just bailed out of us, I can tell you. Because we still only have one townhouse for rent. And it's $1,000 a month. Which, folks in San Angelo, $1,000 a month.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, I still have people, a lot of people that say, do you have anything from $500 to $800? And we don't. I mean, if you, and I'm still going to say this, please use, we always want you to use Scott Austin. I'll tell you that up front, point blank. But if you see anything in that price range and you're looking to rent a house, and it's a nice house, decent house that you can live in, and you like it, I'd jump all over it.
You know, I don't really know of any rent houses in years that have been less than $700.
Well, it's kind of like trying to find a car at a reasonable price anymore. Mm-hmm. Did you get that new pickup?
I did.
Was it a reasonable price?
Yes. Good trade, good price.
Okay, that's a good deal. Because I just got a new pickup too. And I think that people...
And you got it after the first of the year.
I did.
Yeah, me too.
And for this tax, those taxes there. See, Jeremy's smart man. But I will tell you this, folks, and I will give the folks at Mitchell, they did me a GMC. I bought a GMC this time, and they did a great job. But I'm going to warn you, even no matter how nice they are and how good they treat you and how good a deal they take off and do, get ready for sticker shock. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. See, it's kind of like house shock. So I'm always doing this. If people go look at a car first, then when they look at my house, they're like, oh, my God, this house isn't that expensive compared to that pickup. So things have gone up. It's expensive.
Yes.
So, but we appreciate it. Folks, we appreciate you listening in. Again, the open houses, this will be one of the best Sundays ever to go look at it. We've got a range of them. If I didn't see one that I wouldn't like to live in myself, they're so nice. I mean, they're beautiful. They're maintained. They must have listened to Pam or something because they have them staged perfect. And I promise you the realtors there will have a smile on their face. We just got through with our retreat, so everybody's pumped up. We're ready to go into the new year and go get them.
Fired up. So that's everything's 2 to 4.
Yes, sir. Open houses are from 2 to 4, and our office will be open 2 to 4. Again, you can go to sallison.com, and we can help you any way we want to, or you can always call us at 949-5575.
Well, now the football season's over. What else do we have to do?
I kind of thought that. In fact, I turned on the NFL Network last night, and they were replaying the Super Bowl, and Claire walked in, and she goes, I can't say on the radio what she said. You promised me! I was like, well, okay, and we switched over to... But the only thing I heard, the Super Bowl did cut into the blacklist.
So yes,
if you're recording the blacklist, it kind of was a deal. So we'll have to get more real estate stuff, and we'll get to get some more real estate stuff, and we have some really good stuff coming up for you this year. Again, folks, and if you have some questions, we'll do our question and answer about 2 or 3 times a year. You can go to sallison.com, or you can call the office, or you can call me on my cell phone, 656-7443, and say, Scott, I want to know more about what's going on with taxes or whatever it is. And if I don't know the answer, by God, I'll find it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, have a great week. We'll catch you next week.